Okay. In the name of Jesus, we study a passage before prayer. According to the Bible study prep class, we just study Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 23. So every group have done the Bible study and also analyze all the content of this section. So let's think about this prayer, because this is ideally for our prayer session. This is a prayer of Apostle Paul, and he makes this special prayer just give us the idea how important it is to truly know the head of the church. Because our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the head of the church. And the church is us. We have been called his disciple. We are called by him. And that's why we are all the saints. And in the prayer, we can see how Paul, he concerning about what we should know. We have to truly know a certain thing about our Savior. He is the Father of the glory. If we truly know our Savior, then we will definitely go out to preach. We will do our best, and we know where to receive the power to preach, and we know what we're supposed to say. Okay, so let's ponder a little bit in this section, and then we pray together to ask our Lord to fulfill what he promised us. So first, in verse 15, after he heard the good faith and the love of brethren in Ephesus. You know, if we have faith, then we worship God. So faith toward God. Once we have faith, then we show our action. We live it out. Then naturally, we will show love toward our brethren. Okay, so with good faith, with good deeds, showing the message they heard, the gospel really functioned in their life. So in verse 13, chapter 1, verse 13, in whom you also trust after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So after we heard the word of God, the gospel of our salvation, we receive the hope. We receive this promise. So the Holy Spirit of promise came upon us. We can be empowered by the Spirit. So that's why they have a good faith. They show love to others. But after Paul, he heard what they have accomplished. Right? And verse 16. And cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So, with faith and love, it's not enough. To Paul, we cannot just stop there and say, oh, I have faith, I'm okay. I have action showing love to others, I'm considered good enough. No. That's why Paul, he continuing without ceasing to give thanks for their good accomplishment. That's how the gospel functions in their life. But furthermore, they have to put one step further. So that's why he prayed for them. After, when we heard someone have a good faith, we heard good testimony among our brothers and sisters, what do? We give thanks to them. Yeah? Of course. But don't forget, we also have to pray for them. Because once we receive the blessing from the Lord, it's a challenge. Someone may just come out with a pride. Or they may just so content. I'm okay. I don't know. I'm in good condition. So this is the moment we may just fall into temptation. Right? We may become a target. Satan may just come in to attack. So we have to continue to pray for those who give testimony. When we heard a good deeds of our brothers and sisters, don't forget to pray for them. Continuing. Actually, this we heard to the brethren, the saints, the church, right? So in the verse 23, the church, which is the body of Christ, we are the member. Okay? Pray. And then he prayed. What he prayed is to ask specially the Holy Spirit, right? So in verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus may give to you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him. So the spirit of wisdom gives us the understanding so we can understand what we have heard. So we can discern what is right, what is wrong. So just like in 1 John chapter 4, verse 6, you cannot believe in every spirit. Right? We have to discern it. Not every spirit from God. Right? Even in the church, in TJC, we have to discern it. We have one brother. He came to believe in Jesus, in TJC. And he also prayed for the Holy Spirit. But when he just came, he didn't understand the Holy Spirit well. So maybe he have some shortcoming. So the evil spirit came to bother him. So during the prayer, he just could not stop. He cannot control it. So during the prayer, after the bell rang, then we stopped, right? But that brother, he just kept praying. And then at night, the evil spirit came to bother him, try to, to oppress him. And it's a period of time. He's struggling. In the beginning, he didn't know that is not Holy Spirit. So he just said, oh, how come my Holy Spirit is different from others? Right after some minister talked to him and then explained to him about the Spirit, you have to discern. And then he just started to cast out a demon. And then he recognized, oh, yeah, it's different. So the church prayed for him. So he learned how to discern it. This is his own experience. So that's why we discern the Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us this discernment. We know, we tell, oh, something's not right. Okay? So understanding about the spiritual things. This is from Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit gives us this discernment. And the spirit of revelation. So reveal, revelation means something has been covered, but you take it out, you uncover it, then you can see it, right? So if we are empowered by Holy Spirit, we are have this fullness of Holy Spirit, then we can really uncover the meanings of the scripture. We can get the point when we heard a sermon, we attend services. No matter who delivered a sermon, we always can receive the message, which is benefit to our spirituality. Okay, so the Spirit, this is what Paul special mentioned. He prayed for the church, for the brethren, through the Holy Spirit. And then the purpose is in the knowledge of Him. Truly know the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. So at least he makes sure the brethren truly know three things. Right? Three things. The first, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. So if we truly know God, if we want to truly know God, we have to our spiritual eyesight being enlightened. So Holy Spirit give us this wisdom, this enlightenment. That's why if we don't get the point, we read Bible when we don't understand, and then we pray. We read Bible, we pray the Holy Spirit to enlighten us. So that's why our spirituality, we are understanding, will increase. We become more mature. The more we pray, the more mature we are. Okay. So the enlightenment through the Holy Spirit, and we will know three things. First, we know, here he said, so you may know what is the hope of his calling. So we know how blessed we are after we've been called by Lord Jesus. Right? So this spiritual blessing has been is planted in the first section from verse 3 to verse 14. So all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ prepared before the creation of the whole thing. Jesus, God already chose us and then put us in this so blessed position. We have inheritance in his kingdom. So we have to know the hope of his calling. So we know we are so blessed because we have the heavenly inheritance, eternity. This in short, we have eternity. We are free from death. We revive and we have been rebirthed. Now we are living being. Just like God created Adam, right? Now we return the situation back to the just like in the Garden of Eden. Okay. The second thing we have to know. Next, say, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So in this verse, if we read it, keep doing this to see what's the meaning. To know the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Yes, God give us the inheritance of heavenly kingdom, right? We are going to inherit the eternity. But on the earth, we also become God's inheritance. So we must be for the one God called out from the world, then to glorify him. Through us, through our life, God's name can be glorified. So we become his inheritance on the earth. So we are all the good testimony. So people can just see us, see our life, our transformation life, and then they can recognize, yes, this power, this Almighty God. So this is the glory of his inheritance in the saints. God called us, every one of us, with purpose. What is the purpose that God called us? To be the light of the world, right? Be the salt of the world. So we bring this good testimony in front of people, and then we become his true disciples, true followers, because we love one another, because we really worship this true God. People follow us. So people will recognize, yes, your faith, your Savior is the one who can really change everything. So this is the second. We do have a purpose of our life. We have to fulfill it. Number three, and in verse 19, what is the exceedingly greatness of his power to toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? So in our life, we can manifest the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of his Almighty God. The same power to resurrect Jesus from death. The power will give us a stronger inner man. So we can be strong. We have the strength to dip out the world. Right? So we have to know God's power manifest through our life. Because if the power can rise up Jesus from death, is anything too difficult for him to accomplish? No. Right? So let's know God's power. So in this section, in verse 20. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Okay. So let's turn to chapter 6. Verse 10. This power can equip us, make us like this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So, in order to preach, if we really manifest the power of Jesus in us, then we can overcome so many difficulties. There are a lot of obstacles on the way to preach, right? But through this power, we know we can overcome. But first, we have to know. So that's why, if we truly know the Savior, he is the head of the church, then this power we will pray for. We pray his promise fulfilled in our life. Okay? And this after Jesus resurrected from death, in verse 21, 22, describe actually he has over all things, and this authority being delivered to the church. Let's turn to Matthew 28. After Jesus resurrected from death, that's what he said. Jesus proclaimed, 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. 19. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So all the authority has been given to Jesus. This is the same power rested Jesus, right? Now can make us be strong. And this authority, Jesus already gave it to church. So church is us. Every one of us. We are the members of the church. So we receive the same power, same promise. Let the power be magnified in our life. So we can really fulfill what Jesus said here. Then you go out, go, make disciples of all the nations. Teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you. So we know what God commands, right? Through reading his teachings, scripture, we know what Jesus wants. Then we teach to others. So we preach the right teachings. This complete gospel. Let us have this confidence, this commitment to go out to preach. Church is not a building, right? Church in Ephesians chapter 1, 23, which is his body, the fullness of him that fill all in all. Now, the Holy Spirit is in the church, here working among us. Let us make this Holy Spirit become so powerful among brethren. So let's also learn from this prayer of Apostle Paul. Always give thanks. Pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So we truly know our Savior. He is the head. So whatever he commands us to do, we follow. Then we can really understand our work, what we're supposed to do. So may the theme, preaching the gospel, be our life, our goal always. Not just because of CYSC, we're learning the theme, so we try to do, but make it part of life after we go home among our classmates, our neighbors, the friends we know. We share this good gospel, the good teaching of Jesus to them. Make them be the disciple of Jesus. And make that the Jesus' name be glorified through our life. Let's come forward and pray.